Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. Am I the Asshole? Historical Edition. I'm Kristen.
I'm Carol.
You are.
I am. Let's hear it.
Are you ready?
I.
You want to hear all the stuff?
Sure.
Okay, let's start with the question.
Okay. Oh, God.
Am I the asshole for taking extra time for my daughter and myself to grieve the passing of my husband, her father?
It depends. Did she kill him?
No.
Oh, okay.
He died in battle.
Oh, okay. Well,
he was a king.
I'm going to need some more.
Need some more, huh?
Yes. Okay. A little more info, please.
All right. I lost my first baby girl. Oh. I named Christina less than a year after birth.
Oh.
My husband was always away, though we desperately needed to birth a male heir to keep the Swedish throne. I began to travel with him. We conceived, but my sweet baby boy was stillborn.
Oh.
I was soon pregnant again, giving birth to a second little girl that my husband named Christina.
Again?
Keeping the gender of our child a secret from me for as long as he could. He knew how desperately I wanted a boy to carry on his lineage.
Okay.
I made mistakes with my daughter. Some will tell you I didn't love her or I tried to injure her.
Oh my.
I regret my initial response to seeing my baby several days after her birth. My exclamation, instead of a son, I am given a daughter, dark and ugly, with a great nose and black eyes. Take her from me. I will not have such a monster.
So people thought that she didn't love her baby. I mean, I don't know where they would get that. She sounds like a champion.
Yes.
Like a great mom. Woo.
That was the result of postnatal depression. My child was accident prone, not abused. Except for the nursemaid who dropped her, injuring her shoulder, causing it to be a bit crooked permanently.
Oh, my goodness.
After Christina's birth, my husband...
Second.
The second Christina.
Okay, I want to be clear.
After Christina's, the second, birth, my husband was constantly gone fighting wars.
I would want to be gone too, I think. She sounds lovely.
Yeah, she does. But a good girl. Yeah.
Yay.
Gustavus Adolphus adored our daughter. He was so devoted to her that he often took her on his military campaigns. He started to claim I was miserable and lacked common sense.
And decency and the ability to love your child, maybe. I mean, you know, I get it.
His sister often helped me care for Christina at my husband's request when they were not traveling with him.
Got to keep an eye on you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because this kid keeps getting hurt. And
she was accident prone.
Uh-huh. So was mom. Accident for her kid, maybe.
Maybe.
Jesus.
In 1632, my Gustavus was shot in the Battle of Lützen. He was found face down in the mud. He had discussed my daughter's regency and claim to the throne with the government prior to the start of the 30 Years' War, securing it for her when she was only 7 years old.
Hey, good dad.
Yeah.
Handled it.
He did.
Nice.
So, dad dies.
And was mom unhappy with that? Okay, because she sounds like a bitch. I thought maybe she would be, you know.
She's not pleasant, for sure.
Waiting for that boy.
And she really didn't like Sweden.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Was it all the beautiful blonde people and all of the good food and the beautiful views? Is that what she didn't like about Sweden?
She wanted to go home.
Which was?
Brandenburg. I don't know. Something... around Germany, in Germany, I'm not entirely sure. I didn't
Belgium-esque, maybe
something like that.
Okay.
Got you.
Okay.
I allowed myself and my daughter to grieve in the traditional ways.
Okay.
Draping the rooms in black, weeping constantly, staying close to my daughter, even allowing her to sleep in my bed with me at night so she could sleep below the golden casket containing her father's heart. My daughter even stated I carried out my mourning to perfection.
Uh-huh.
For the year-long funeral procession of my husband. However, my grief didn't end with the end of his procession.
Oh, okay.
I mourned him for the rest of my life, retiring to a life of seclusion, visiting my daughter at court from time to time, always in a flood of tears.
Okay, you got me there, because she sounds vile.
I mean, she let her baby girl sleep under daddy's heart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah.
For a whole year.
I know, when you were talking about sleeping in the same bed, great. That sounds, you know, I liked it when my kids were little and they would sleep with me and we just hug the stuff out of them. But
she's a 7-year-old girl.
We didn't have a heart in a box. So
hanging above your bed?
No.
You weren't doing it right.
I feel like a failure.
That's where I keep all of my hearts.
Is it?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Gotcha. I mean, it's an oversight on my part, obviously.
Obviously.
I didn't know any of this. I hadn't learned yet. Now that I know.
Now that you know.
I'm going to go. I have to find a heart on my way home tonight.
Good luck.
And a box.
And a golden
coffin.
Golden coffin.
Okay. Is it like spray painted gold? I could probably come
I'm
up with that.
I'm fairly certain no. I
Damn
think
Damn it.
You're going to have to go mining, too.
Why are you so
too.
Difficult?
Go mine for some gold.
I think you're the asshole. That's what this is.
I know. We always think I'm the asshole.
Well, you usually are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to makeshift it. And you're like, no, Carol, suck it. That's not good enough.
I mean, I'm proud of your attempt.
No, you don't care.
Mine the gold.
Nope.
Make the casket.
Nope.
Stick the heart in there. Whose heart?
Whoever I cross on the way home.
Shoot.
There'll be somebody.
Are you going to shoot them and leave them face down in the mud first?
I left all my guns and weaponry at home today.
I hate it when you do that.
I know.
Well, I mean, you have a car.
There's pencils and stuff, yeah. But I don't want to have to, like, you know, dig through with my hands and, I mean, you.
Yeah, I get
you
it.
You get crap under your fingernails.
Always.
It's just disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
No.
But I'm not a good mother if I don't. That's what you're saying.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I guess I'm not a very good mother.
I mean, they were grieving husband, dad. So, I mean, I guess you could wait until you're...
Okay, okay, you know, I've got so many questions about the heart. It, I mean, there's nothing leaking, is there? It's all, like, pretty well contained.
Nothing was said about leakage.
Why not?
I'm not sure.
I'm asking you questions that you can't answer. This is just like every other time.
Every other time.
I mean, I don't want to sleep under this freaking heart box thing. It probably wasn't heart-shaped, was it?
I doubt it.
But it was gold.
It was gold. Yes, he was a king.
Did they make it ahead of time? Did they have it there just in case?
Good question.
In case Pops died?
He probably had it made.
Maybe it was a jewelry box to begin with.
It probably was.
A gold box for a heart. There's probably earrings in it at one time.
It was probably like her wedding rings and something that was supposed to stay in there, and she was like, no, what this is for.
We're going to slap your heart in there. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they bury him with his heart? It's like Legends of the Fall. Oh, you haven't seen that? I can't watch it anymore. It makes me cry. It always does. But anyway, that's what they did. They freed your heart, and that's how it was. You were buried. Go home and watch that movie, and we will talk.
I don't feel like my heart feels caged.
Well, I mean, if you're dead, and all they can take home of you is your heart, that's something.
I mean, couldn't they clip my nails or something?
Probably not.
Pull some eyelashes? Does it have
They're fake.
I've got real ones under there.
No, you don't.
Got real ones, too.
You shaved them all off.
I don't.
Pluck, pluck, pluck.
Why does it have to be a heart?
It's symbolic of the love that they shared for naming their two daughters the same thing, and for not having any sons, and for mom throwing her daughter down the stairs and breaking her shoulder.
Only one time.
Are you sure? You're not sure, are you? Mm-mm. I bet it was a lot. I bet it was all the time. I bet she said. just a horrible person. She just sounds like a horrible person. And it sounds like her mourning was fake. It sounded like she really just, I did it perfectly for a year. I kept it up. Go me. In the will.
But she wasn't.
Ah, her daughter was?
Her daughter was.
Well, she had to suck up to her daughter then. Her daughter didn't leave her in the life of what happened to mom then.
Dad also made arrangements for mom to not have regency.
Oh.
2 years after his death, her parental rights were stripped.
How did Dad do that from the beyond?
He had done that prior.
Sure. But 2 years after his death, her rights were stripped? Was this like
ongoing
court battle?
I don't know. Because they had the whole year-long procession first.
As you do. Yeah. I mean, some people are remarried after 3 or 4 months. But, yeah, I mean, they are.
And some people are draping everything in black and sleeping under the hearts.
Well, I guess they're the ones that really matter.
But Dad had already had it set up that she would be queen. Mm-hmm. Daughter would be queen.
But no regency. So that's
there is
nice,
a regency.
But not mom.
But not mom.
Ooh,
so
Pops had it going on. Yes. I'm telling you, he really must have loved his daughter. He's not the asshole. He might be the dead one in this. I mean, they're
not
all dead.
Not the asshole.
They're
no.
all dead now.
He
course.
Was a devoted
sounds like
daddy.
It.
So he had
oh,
that
nice.
Done.
I can't imagine.
Had a regency set up for her with a friend of his and his sister.
Oh.
As far as like custody or whatever, I don't know that that's like really a thing in the 1600s.
Right.
Okay. But the mom wanted to leave.
Okay. There's the door.
And she wanted, right. But she wanted to take baby girl with her. So 2 years after this, they're like, she's queen.
Yeah.
She got to stay.
She can't go.
But you're free to go.
Bye.
So mom left. Baby stays.
Where'd mom go?
Mom went to Germany.
Oh.
Which has something to do with Brandenburg, whatever that was.
Beer and kraut and Oktoberfest.
And her family.
She probably had a good time there.
Yeah.
I
so
see.
So Christina
okay.
was the queen. She ended up advocating.
Really?
About 20 years later to her cousin.
Oh, okay. Well, she just didn't want it anymore.
She did her thing. And
okay.
Yeah, mom was crazy.
Of course she was. Of course she was.
Mom would come visit her.
When you sleep under the heart, I mean, you know, were there other parts that you slept under? Like, we decided to put his arm in the west wing and, you know, who? I mean, come on. Yick.
I didn't check the west wing.
Did you not?
Uh-uh.
Damn it, Kristen.
I know.
You know I'm going to have questions. You need to anticipate my every...
I know.
Every...
I need to know what's happening in that west wing.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I'm going to break up with you.
I know. But you'll be back. You can't be away from me forever. You would miss me terribly.
We'd always come back.
That's why you always come back.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Break up with me every week.
By
Wednesday.
You know, you need to learn.
By Wednesday, we're going on our dinner date.
We are going on our dinner date. Are we going this week? Or are we going to go Thursday?
Let's go Thursday.
Are we both going to forget again?
Probably. I mean,
okay.
That's a possibility.
I'm glad that we both forgot on the same day and we didn't leave each other sitting there looking like dicks.
See, Wednesday, I am going to be as amazing of a mother as this queen.
Oh, are you going to throw your kids down the stairs?
Uh-uh. No, I'm going to take her and drop her off at college and find her a regency and not be mom.
Because you want to go to Germany for beer and kraut.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
all
we
right,
are,
you let me know how that goes.
We are touring college dorms.
Oh.
I know.
I got two in college, so I get you. But mine are still at home.
Yeah.
Because college is just in Tulsa. Ouch.
It's all right. I want her to have that experience.
Of course you do.
She wants to. I didn't.
No.
I didn't have. I mean, I got married right out of high school.
Right.
And decided to be a grown-up. She's not doing that, thankfully.
No, she's going to be mediocre grown-up. She's going to be halfway. School, dorm.
Mom, 15 miles away.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Could be worse.
No hearts to sleep under.
Damn.
I have my sister's ashes.
Oh, you do have your sister's ashes. Technically, I
would have a really hard time figuring out which parts are the heart, though.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. But technically, you could just hang the whole thing up there because it's in there.
Yeah, she's probably missing a few big toes and
because you throw them out in the yard.
Because I throw them out in the yard. But for most of her.
When you're haunted by your sister, throw parts of her out in the yard.
And when she steals my stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we do.
My brother doesn't steal my stuff. I don't throw anything of his out in the yard. I don't have his ashes, but I know where they are.
I have my sister's ashes.
I know.
Yeah. Sometimes she acts up and she has to be thrown.
And she's the asshole for that, not you. Just like our mom here. I'm going to give her 50-50. You know, throwing your kid down the stairs and all of the accidents.
She said she didn't do that. The kid was accident prone.
I think she did it.
And maybe it was a nursemaid.
I think mom did it.
Why you gotta blame the mom?
Because if it was a nursemaid, they would have
hung her. Just because she thought her child was an ugly monster.
Get her away from me.
Doesn't mean she didn't love her eventually.
And she's trying, yeah. I mean, vomit to the side of my child. Get her out of here. No, mom's the asshole. But at least she went away. I mean, you know.
She did.
If you can't be a decent mom, just go away.
Exactly.
There you go. She went away. After Pops handled it. That's nice.
Yeah.
He's definitely not the asshole.
He's definitely not.
I think we've handled it. What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. We've decided.
I think we've decided.
Okay. We need a little gavel. Bang, bang, bang. We've decided.
I'll get us a gavel.
All right. I have a hammer. I can probably bring one of those from home, but.
That'll work too.
Okay. The gavel would be cuter.
It would be.
It would be really cute. We could put little ribbons on it and stuff.
It would be.
All right.
Okay. We're going to decorate the gavel?
Why not?
With ribbons.
You got anything better to do?
No.
Okay. We will discuss. We will discuss.
Okay.
But for now, I think our discussion has ended.
I also have lots of rocks and stuff.
I know. Are we going to bang rocks on the table?
We could bling it
out.
We
could shake it up.
No, we put it on the gavel.
Roll it like we're playing Yahtzee or craps or something.
Bedazzle the gavel.
Ooh, damn, that rhymed too. Fancy.
Yes.
Do it.
All right.
Do it. All right.
All right. Come back sometime.
See us.
Tuesdays.
Help us with this crazy ass bullshit that we decided to do.
They can help us.
They can comment. They can give suggestions if you think somebody might have been the asshole in history, because we don't do anything real close up and impersonal, because
it's up closer. I don't like that. I just want to be looked at. I don't want to be touched. So
okay,
that's why we can't do anything current, because people might come find us.
They might care too much. Mm-hmm. They might care more than we do. Anyway.
They probably do. All right. Anyway, she has...
No, you about
hit the table.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I had a fondness.
Oh, no. I said you had hit the table. It is a done deal.
Okay.
Mom is Sold. The asshole. Dad is Superman.
Superman. Super dad.
Super dad.
S on his chest and said he fell in the mud and died. Poor dad.
Poor dad.
Poor dad.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Come back Tuesdays.
See us.
See us.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, love you.
She does.
I do.
I have a fondness.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Are you happy now?
I feel better
about
it. All
right, there
we
go. Yay.
They need to know you love them.
I think they do know.
Good.
I think they do know. If you don't know, you should know.
That's right. She does.
I do.
I have a fondness.
Bye.